All today.
This is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231 is the Packet 8 toll-free line for you to take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site, we give them away. freetalklive.com. So enjoy that. And let's see. Coming up here this hour, Mark, I have a blog post by what I can only describe as a libertarian see you next Tuesday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I'm going to read this, and I'm going to see if you agree with me on this. You may totally disagree with me on this. We're going to get into her details on her dating tips. Apparently, she's looking for a man, and
okay.
She believes that she is very worthy. We'll get into it, but first to the phones, to the fun. Also, more Borat news on the way. Let's talk to Paul in Maryland, though, because this is the show about your calls. Paul, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, what's up? What's on your mind?
You guys were, over the last few days, talking about a standing army, and I apologize for not getting in until just till now.
Okay.
I have in my possession a 2,444-page document on the Constitution that is put out by the prepared by the Congressional Research Service of the Library of Congress and printed by the United States Government Printing Office. So to put the rest of he said, she said, or my opinion, your opinion,
mm-hmm.
Let's read what the government has to say. It's just one little paragraph
okay. In
this thousand-page document.
Got it.
And it says, time limit on appropriation for an army. Prompted by the fear of standing armies by the founding fathers, the framers inserted the limitation that, quote, no appropriation for money to that use shall be longer than the term of 2 years, end quote. In 1904, the question arose whether this provision would be violated if the government contracted to pay a royalty for the use of a patent in constructing guns and other equipment where the payments are likely to continue for more than 2 years. Solicitor General Hoyt ruled that such a contract would be lawful, that the appropriations limited by the Constitution, quote, are those only which are to raise and support armies in the strict sense of the word, quote, support, and that the inhibition of that clause does not extend to the appropriations for the various means which an army may use in military operations.
Can you translate all that?
I had a hard time
with legalese.
So in layman's terms, what it's saying here is that when it comes to equipment, guns, ammunition, tanks, aircraft, missiles, whatever it may be, does not fall underneath that clause. But when it comes to the standing army itself, meaning food, salary, housing, all that other stuff falls under that clause.
So how do they get around it?
They ignore it, and we allow it.
Right. Well, I'd say that's what's going on.
But wait, isn't it the case, though, that they just reappropriate money every 2 years? They just continue to reappropriate money? Isn't that how they get around it?
Yes. But I'm also a former Marine. I was in the military as well. But the mm-hmm. Marine Corps falls under the Navy. But a lot of people don't understand that Air Force falls under the Army.
Hmm. Right.
That's originally where it came from.
It's the Air Corps at that point, right?
That's correct. So the Air Force and the Army, I mean, think about it. In common sense, if we don't have the ability to maintain this equipment or provide for it when we do need to call for this army.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that. I mean, you know, the equipment itself, I'm with what they're saying there. I think that you should have equipment in ready for either militias or the army or that kind of thing. I think that we're just going against the spirit of the Constitution, which to me, clearly, it was pretty clear that we shouldn't have a standing army. Not that, you know, we should, the money going here and there and everything, but they really didn't want a standing army.
That's correct. And their own document states this in clear language.
Yep.
That unless it has to do with, if it deals with food, salary, and housing, and shelter, basically, and clothing, and all that stuff for the standing army, that's not allowed. And if it's past 2 years, that's it.
So
they
do you think that a lot of Marines and Navy people would agree with this, and just so they could get rid of the Army, or are you just an unusual case?
I'd I can't answer that question because I can't speak for other people that I haven't talked to.
I don't think most people know anything about this provision of the Constitution. I don't think they've ever thought about it. And when they see it, they just say, oh, well, the government just doesn't appropriate every 2 years.
Well,
I
was studying law and then, you know, toward my end of my tour, and I came across this with my law professor, and he said, that's the reason why I'm no longer in the military. I said, that's the reason why you're no longer in the military is because of this clause? He said, yeah. I said, that's it. I'm not reenlisting.
Wow, awesome. Paul, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
Apparently he gets it.
1-800-259-9231. It's not hard to get. It's simple. And there you go. So, a libertarian lady, of which there aren't very many, and this is part of the problem. There's two parts of the problem here that we're going to be discussing here momentarily. One part is the fact that there aren't very many libertarian women. The second part is that libertarian guys are pathetic and desperate, and they empower women like this. Allow me to share. From Jacqueline Mackie Paisley Passy. You know you've got trouble when when she's got four names. Jacqueline Mackie Paisley Passy from her blog.
You know, usually if you have four names, it's Catholic, and I don't hear St. Paisley. I'm not familiar with.
No, there's actually an entry on her blog where she talks about how in her first divorce or something like that, she actually just decided to add another name to herself.
That's fun.
Yeah. So anyway, here is her dating tip. Quality dates quality, from her blog. Over the past month since I left Terrence, I've received several offers of dates and relationships from various men who read this blog. I'm not looking for a new boyfriend right now, but it seems I should clarify what it is I look for in a man when I am, which will hopefully stem the flow of offers from guys who don't really have it.
The flow. I mean, she's just getting pounded, I guess.
I am a very high-quality woman. I know that sounds arrogant, but let's consider the facts. I'm slim, whereas 62% of American women aged 20 to 74 are overweight.
Well, you're taking a big segment of the population there. Yeah, the higher you go up in age, the more likely women are to gain weight. That's not really fair.
I'm attractive. My new picture has been rated more attractive than 86% of the women on Hot or Not.
Well, then me too.
And the women who upload their pictures are a self-selected sample that's probably biased towards being more attractive than the general female population.
Well, I don't know if they're necessarily self-selected. You can put anybody's picture up there.
I'm relatively young, whereas 82% of American adult women are over 30 years old. I'm intelligent.
Yes, but you're still going to be dating people your contemporary. I don't understand.
I'm intelligent. IQ tested at 145 when I was a child, which is three standard deviations above the mean, higher than 99.85% of the population.
Well, let's see your Mensa card, then.
Even if I've gotten dumber as I've aged, I'm probably still at least a 130, which is higher than 97.5% of the population. I'm educated.
But here's the thing, is you're looking at these statistics, and an IQ, different IQ exams have different numbers for what they consider high and low. 140 is going to be high, whether it's going to be above average, whether it's going to be, you know, genius. It really depends, though, on the test.
Nonetheless, she's a high-quality woman.
I've been rated somewhere between above superior and 165. I know that the test that I took, got the 165 on, was nothing but analogies,
yeah.
Picture analogies. Come on.
I'm educated, whereas 77% of American women do not have a bachelor's degree. I have my financial S together. No debt, perfect credit history.
Nice.
6+ months living expenses saved, adequate insurance, self-employed. I have a strong libido and love having sex. My lover never has to beg unless it's for me to let him get some sleep.
Oh,
Most of my interests tend to be more popular with men than women. Science fiction, libertarianism, blogging, politics, economics, guns, gambling, etc.
Mm.
So she's advertising herself as a, you know, like a libertarian.
But she's not looking for a boyfriend.
Right. Of course not. She's advertising herself as a... She's just trying to stem the flow of potential suitors.
Right. Okay.
Advertising yourself as the libertarian man's wet dream, right?
Uh-huh.
Because
I haven't heard anything about smoking or drinking, by the way. Generally, that's thrown in there somewhere.
No, I haven't either.
Okay.
But let's go on. This is more from Jacqueline Mackie Paisley Passy. Given that self-improvement is an ongoing project of mine, this list will continue to grow. I'm currently working on adding bilingual, very physically fit, well-traveled, higher income, and fantastic cook to the list. And we'll continue. There's more about why she's so qualified to be your girlfriend, if, of course, you are qualified enough to be her boyfriend. And we'll talk about the problem that has led to this whole situation in the first place.
I got to see this woman's picture.
On the way, we'll do that as well. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Fiercely independent.
Who do you think is worse, the Democrats or the Republicans? I say it's the Republicans, because the Democrats have no power at all right now. Should they get a hold of the reins of power somehow? I'll anoint them the worst party. The way I look at it, whoever's writing the laws, that's who you have to be concerned about at any given time.
Prudent perspective from an edgy windbag. It's Common Sense with Dan Carlin.
Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
1-800-Flowers.com wants to remind you Thanksgiving is November the 23rd. Try the Harvest Glow centerpiece from 1-800-Flowers, either as a gift or to decorate your table this Thanksgiving. The small is $49.99, and the large is just $59.99. Call, click, or come in for fresh flowers and gourmet gifts delivered same day, any day. Use code FTL to save 10% on your next order. That's FTL for a 10% savings. 1-800-Flowers.com, your florist of choice for the holidays.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold, in the same time frame, increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Think of your favorite child. Now think of your favorite child again in your car. What can you do to ensure that child will live to become a favorite adult? When I come back, I'll tell you. I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air and fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to bgfindashop.com. BG.
How do you protect your most precious cargo? Safety seats, which reduce infant death risk by 69%. And toddler by 47. Infant seats from birth to 1 year should be installed rear-facing in the back seat. These often convert to front-facing for toddlers under 4 years and 40 pounds. Booster seats are suitable for children 4 to 8, but not until a child is over 80 pounds and 8 years old are regular seat belts proper restraints. Whatever their age, when you think of your favorite children, picture them buckled up. Then do it. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. For all of your voiceover IP needs, packet8.net. is the place to go. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and get signed up for the updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know first if you're on the updates list. updates.freetalklive.com to get you signed up. That's updates.freetalklive.com. We're reading a blog post from Jacqueline Mackie Paisley Passy. Yes, she's got four names, which means she's twice as special as you are.
Well, you know, over the break, I was looking at the pictures that Miss Paisley Passy...
Mackie Paisley Passy. Get it right.
I'm not sure which what part to include there. It has, and, you know, she described herself as better looking than...
86% of the women on Hot or Not.
86% of the women on Hot or Not, and the percentage should be higher than, because that's a self-selected sample.
Yeah.
And, you know, if I read that, and then this was my blind date, and I showed up, and then there she was at dinner, I'd be disappointed. Like, that's the way I see it. And I feel about it. You know, it's a heck of a forehead that she's got there, and,
well,
you know,
She's got a big brain.
That's true. She does have a big brain. She may be smarter than me.
Yeah. Well, apparently she is. She's very smart. She's very...
Wait. I've got competitive IQ scores to that.
Okay. Well, anyway, she's young. She goes down her list of attributes. Mm-hmm. She's young, slim, smart, got her financial S together, as she puts it, and she likes to have sex. At the same time, she's also a geek. She likes geeky stuff, which, you know, a lot of guys, they would... I mean, this is a dream girl for a lot of guys, especially libertarian guys, considering she's also a libertarian.
Mm-hmm.
And so she realizes she's in high demand, or at least she claims she is. And so it's kind of... This is why she has this attitude, because she is in high demand, because these libertarian guys are drooling over her.
No, there's lots of women that are in high demand around the world that don't have an attitude like this. This is an attitude, and no. This is completely separate from, not completely separate, but somewhat separate from the fact that she is in demand.
I don't know, man. I think that because she gets, if what she claims is true, and that she's getting these potential suitors constantly emailing her, I could see how that could inflate her ego quite a bit.
Okay.
Anyway, she's going on to talk about why what she's looking for in a man. So we've gone through her personal attributes. This is her blog post from... we'll link to it on our bulletin board system so you can see it for yourself, and you can see her picture, her glam shot.
You can email, and it's a nice glam shot. She looks
and her regular pictures.
Yeah, she looks pretty good in that glam shot. Yeah, you can email her, and perhaps you can be a suitor, too.
She says, given that self-improvement is an ongoing project of mine, this list will continue to grow. So even when relatively young, an important criteria for most men, drops off that list, I should have added enough other things that my overall dating market value should remain the same or even improve.
Mm.
The above list explains why I typically receive 50 to 100, sometimes more, responses whenever I post personal ads. This is in addition to getting hit on almost every time I go out alone. By the way, I love some of the responses that she gets in her comments. One guy said, look, baby, if you've got a pulse and you're a woman, you're going to get hit on when you go out alone.
Well, I don't even know, understood where he's coming from, but, you know, what qualifies as hit on? I've heard women say that they were getting hit on, and as a matter of fact, I was walking through the mall in San Francisco one time with my two cousins, one male, one female, and the female cousin is a rather good-looking gal, and a couple of dudes walked by, I didn't really notice them, and she said to the two of us, you know, my dorky cousin and myself, and not that I wasn't a dork, I certainly was, she said, those two guys were looking at me, and I said, Sheila, this is San Francisco, they were looking at me.
Nice. So she says, I have a lot of choices of men who want to date me. Given that, of course, I choose to date only the highest quality men. Men who are also fit, attractive, intelligent, educated, financially successful, etc. I'm attracted to men from any race in a wide range, 21 to 50 or so. So the pool of men who meet these requirements is quite large, which allows me to add all sorts of additional restrictions if I want. Must be an atheist, must be a libertarian, must not want more children, must not be financially independent.
I'm in trouble there because I'm not an atheist, so I'm out of the running.
Yeah, out.
You know, I wasn't really looking forward to it anyway. I wasn't going to leave my liberal Democrat wife over this libertarian anyway.
Well, you're out anyway because of the final qualifier. Must be financially independent or self-employed and available for frequent world travel.
Yes, I'm not.
Some people
scoffed, radio show to do. Sorry.
Some people scoffed at the long list of requirements in my personal ad last year, yet in less than 2 weeks I found 5 men who met my listed requirements and wanted a relationship with me. If I were to put in more time and effort into looking, I could probably find hundreds of high-quality men.
Good Lord.
Who both met my standards and were interested in dating me, too.
I'm sure she could. She's advertising well.
I can be picky. So, although I'm not looking for a new boyfriend right now, I'm waiting till October, after I've decided where I want to live. Those are the factors that I, and many other women, keep in mind when assessing potential romantic relationships. Just having some interest in common is far from enough. Now, I find it, of course, interesting that she has so many suitors, and such a large amount of high-quality men to choose from, but yet she continues to be single. I mean,
she was in the relationship for a year, right?
Yeah,
that's long enough to decide whether or not you want to date some, you know, spend the life with somebody. Yeah,
He probably decided that she was a stuck-up see you next Tuesday and got rid of her.
Well, maybe he did.
She says, I realize that some of you will find this post depressing because you'll realize you don't qualify as a high-quality man and thus won't be able to get a high-quality woman.
I don't have any problem with what she's asking for and what she expects. I have a problem with her presentation.
What do you mean?
Well, she's just presenting, you know, besides the snooty accent that you're putting on her, just the words she's saying are uncalled for. I realize that some of you may be depressed because you realize that you aren't qualified to date.
You are a sniveling trog.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm sorry. It's just not nice.
All right, let's go on.
And because she's not nice, I don't feel bad about not being nice to her.
And there's an extra reason why I don't feel bad about trashing her on this radio show. Because the first time I found out about Jacqueline Mackie Paisley Passy was when she withdrew her membership from the Free State Project.
Okay. Yeah. And why did she do that?
Because apparently she was one of the few people who believed that the Free State Project was supposed to fold at the end of 2006 if it didn't reach 20,000 members by then.
Why did somebody believe that? Was that like an original criteria that they dropped?
Yeah, there was something out there. I don't even really remember. I think they did change it along the way somewhere. So she's essentially said F you to the Free State Project. So that's just one less reason to care about her. Anyway, she says, here's the few options for you low-quality men. Number one, lower your...
Is that what she said?
No, she says that I realize some of you will find this post depressing because you don't qualify as a high-quality man, which is essentially saying, if you're a low-quality man, here are your options. Number one, lower your standards and stop pursuing women who are out of your league.
No, that's wrong. Always pursue people out of your league because you never know when you're going to get lucky.
But then she's just going to get more emails, Mark.
So
she's trying to stem the flow of potential suitors.
I'm not really interested. Why is she blogging if she doesn't want it?
That's just it. She loves the attention. She eats it up. These pathetic libertarian guys that'll do anything to get their hands on a libertarian woman that fits their qualifications are just all over this woman. And she eats up the attention. She blogs because people read and read her blog and post on it.
Oh, they sure will on this one.
And drool over her. 800-259-9231. More with Jacqueline Mackie Paisley Passy. Coming up, this is your show, Free Talk Live.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Improve your home's comfort and beauty. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance and may also help reduce your energy costs. Call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. Offer ends 12/30/06. subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. Improving your home has never been easier. Call Sears at 1-800-393-8378.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed. And there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on gcnlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711, 805-595-2711.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231, the Packet 8 toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got live streams. There's a broadband version of the show there for you, and a dial-up version as well, both totally free. At freetalklive.com, and you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's first 1,000 pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the first 1,000 pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. As we return to the blog post of Jacqueline Mackie Paisley Passy. Yes, she has four names, so she's twice as good as you are. In fact, she believes that she's pretty much better than most other people in the world. She outlines...
She gives the statistics.
Right. She has done research on the statistics. She outlines her attributes, the fact that she's intelligent, educated, young, attractive, slim, likes to have sex, and she's a geek as well on top of all that, and a libertarian.
She doesn't use the term geek.
And yes, she does. Actually, the title of the blog is The Life, Travels, and Thoughts of an Atheist, Libertarian, Feminist, Geek Girl. So then... She is a libertarian, which means that she gets an undue amount of attention from desperate libertarian men all around America. Because, fact is, there are more libertarian men than there are libertarian women.
I would say by a good stretch.
Yeah, and we're going to get to analyzing more of this difference between libertarian men and women and why you men are empowering women like Jacqueline Mazzie Paisley Passy. But first, we continue with her suggestions for you if you don't fit her qualifications as a so-called high-quality man. So basically, to be a high-quality man, you have to be the same as, you know, same as her. Young, intelligent, educated. Although she does say she'll accept suitors up to the age of early 50s.
Okay.
So I guess the age isn't really that much of a factor, but intelligent, educated, financially sound, all of that. She says, here's some tips for those of you that aren't so high quality. Number one, lower your standards and stop pursuing women who are out of your league. There are lots of fat single mothers out there who can't find dates either. Number two, look in the developing world. If you're literate with a home computer and internet connection, and you are very wealthy compared to the rest of the world, citizenship or legal permanent residency in a rich country makes you more attractive to women in poorer countries. Your value on the dating market is thus much higher there. You know what? I actually agree with that one.
I would agree with that, too.
Because
and
if you go over to...
The one you get will not have the attitude this one has.
That was my point, exactly. A lot of the women in other countries, like, for instance, Russian brides, there's brides from all over the world that are looking to get out of their hellhole countries that they live in and move to America. And there's a lot of scams that go on with these services that hook you up with these women. But if indeed you can somehow find a legitimate connection to women in other countries, you'll find that they aren't stuck up see you next Tuesdays like Jacqueline Maisie Paisley Passy is.
Well, I wouldn't say that you should necessarily count on your Russian bride wanting to stay home and take care of the house while you go out and work or anything like that.
I didn't suggest that.
A friend of mine actually did this.
Really?
Yeah. You know, things didn't really work out. Really, what she wanted to be was in America.
That's true. And they'll use you in order to do that. But there is a chance.
He married her, as a matter of fact, and didn't get a lot of the marriage benefits that one might have expected.
Well, number three, she says, self-improvement. There's still the chance, though, that you could find someone who would really appreciate you.
Sure.
Anyway, self-improvement. I used to be a fat, unattractive college dropout who couldn't get her life together. Now I'm thin, attractive, and successfully self-employed after graduating.
Good for her.
You can make yourself over into a higher quality man, capable of winning a higher quality woman, too. See, you win the higher quality woman. It's a contest, Mark. Thanks to everyone who emailed or commented their offers, it's nice to feel wanted, I bet. She feels that every day when people comment on her blog. People care about Jacqueline Maisley Passy. JMPP. Although I'm not looking for a new relationship right now, she's mentioned that at least twice so far in the article, that being the third time.
Right, no, October.
Don't worry, I'll blog about it when I am. When she's accepting applications, she'll let you know. Hopefully this post gave some of you who are interested a better idea of your chances in the future. Update. Some people seem to think this post is a bit harsh and or arrogant. I'm sorry I've offended you, but I'm also really sick of getting emailed several times a week by delusionally hopeful men who read my blog and then think because I'm their dream girl that I'll want them too.
All you have to do is respond to those people nicely and say, thank you for the compliments, I'm not interested.
Too often, they act crushed.
You don't have to be mean to people.
They act crushed when I reject them, which I feel bad
about.
Reject
nicely.
But if they had stopped to consider whether they had as much to offer as me, as I have to offer them, then they might have had some more realistic expectations.
Oh, my God.
Since becoming single again, the amount of time I've had to spend on hopeful fanboy stalker management has been steadily increasing. It's uncomfortable, a little creepy, somewhat overwhelming, and I want it to stop. I'm hoping this post will serve as a reality check for the guys involved, as well as any who are thinking about joining their ranks. Because I don't want to have to stop being friends or friendly with the single geeky guys I meet via this blog. I'll be friendly with you, but just remember that I think you're a low-quality man.
Well, I think that's a little unfair, right?
That's what she's saying.
Not exactly. Be friendly with... I'm friendly with lots of people that I don't want to be in a relationship mm-hmm. with. I mean, that's sort of the way things are. But, you know, she just doesn't know how to... doesn't understand human relations, and she's coming off very, very arrogant.
Also, before anyone feels bad that I felt harassed... that I felt harassed by their attention, I want to clarify that it wasn't any one person's behavior that has made me feel this uncomfortable. Rather, it's the cumulative effect of being simultaneously, aggressively pursued by several men who I don't have reciprocal feelings for. Most of you probably didn't realize that you weren't the only one hitting on me over the past few weeks. But now you do, and I need you all to cool it.
Oh my God.
I do still want to spend time with friends as friends over the next few weeks, but I am not in the market for a new boyfriend right now. So... that's the blog post from Jacqueline Maisie, P. Paisley Passy.
She's not in the market for a boyfriend right now.
October. A woman, well, yeah, this was written back,
sometime back
in August. But I thought it was important to point out, number one, because she left the Free State Project, which just means that she's more
likely like her.
It's easier to target her. And secondly, because I've never read anything quite like that.
It's really something.
Yeah, she's really got quite an attitude. And it's amazing to me that there are still, if what she says is true, and we're taking her at her word, face value, if she is getting indeed this a large amount of suitors or men, and I'm sure, and I believe her on this, because I know how desperate some libertarian guys are. I mean, let's be honest. It's tough to find libertarian women.
I don't see why you necessarily have to have a libertarian woman.
Exactly. It's the men who are approaching women like Jacqueline Passy who are empowering her to be a CU next Tuesday. And to give her, you're giving her the ability to have this attitude. Because if she didn't feel like she was so pursued and in demand by guys like you, then she wouldn't be posting this way. She would have, hopefully have her ego in check. So I think the men, libertarian men, are almost as much to blame for her attitude as she is, simply for falling all over her. And I agree with you, Mark, that libertarian men should be considering women of any sort. Because you can persuade them.
Well,
go get a liberal chick. They're crazy in bed, too, and maybe they'll be open-minded enough to listen to what you have to say.
I don't know that that's necessarily true about liberal chicks, but what I would say is that somebody who has passionate political beliefs is unusual, no matter what their passionate political beliefs are. So most people don't really care that much. It's not that big of a deal. So when you are with that person on a regular basis and you talk about your passionate political beliefs, I'm not saying try to convince them. I don't try to convince my wife of anything.
Yeah.
But when we have discussions, I make my points in regards to things, and libertarian points are extraordinarily persuasive.
Sure.
They're difficult to argue. That's why this show's had some success with us not having that great deal of experience in radio.
Yeah, or education. I've got plenty of radio experience.
You do.
Up on a decade.
Yeah. And now we got Ozzy Osbourne coming to your crazy trade, baby. So it doesn't matter. Most people don't care about politics one whit. Just a regular gal, and, slowly they'll come around.
Sure.
They may not come around as extreme as you are, but they'll come around.
Right, and you'll get a feel for how open-minded they are in the dating process, right? You know, when you sort of touch on some of these issues over time, you'll figure out whether or not the woman you're looking into is a totally closed-minded individual or whether she's open to a potential change. Whereas if you just jump right in with a preset libertarian like this woman, she's got an awful lot of expectations to place on you. More on the way. Your thoughts at 800-259-9231.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Shelly, you look exhausted. What's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything. All kinds of fans, sheets, pillows. You name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helped. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot, no matter what the reason. You can see it at bedfan.com.
How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs? Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? Or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The Bedfan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
This country is filled with millionaires living the good life. And you know what? Those millionaires are just like you. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. And I should know, without a single penny, I bought my first property at the age of only 17. Since then, I've become a real estate millionaire living the good life. I've created a proven system to real estate buying that can make anyone a millionaire. Now I want to share my secrets with as many people as possible, so I've put together a powerful tape giving you the basics, and I'm giving it away. That's right, it's free. All you have to do to get it is call 1-800-600-1738. You'll see that you're no different from all those real estate millionaires. It's absolutely true. Even if you don't own a home, you still have what it takes to become rich. Very rich. And my system will prove it to you. Just pick up the phone and ask for my free tape. Call 1-800-600-1738. Get your free tape right now. 1-800-600-1738. 1-800-600-1738.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the packet8.net toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site, we give it away. We don't allow you to post personal ads, unfortunately, but I suppose you could do that if you wanted to on the bulletin board.
I think that you might get some really crazy responses on our BBS.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, go for it. So, yeah, all of it's free. You can help support the show, though, by buying some stuff at the store. Go to store.freetalklive.com and order yourself some Free Talk Live branded merchandise, like T-shirts. There's also a really cool bowling shirt as well.
Mm-hmm.
Free Talk Live, a variety of Free Talk Live hats, not just one style of hat.
All these things will make you much more attractive to the opposite sex.
Yes, they're very nice, from what I'm told. I've yet to actually handle them myself, but that will be happening soon, as I'll probably be getting my products about the same time as everybody else's.
That's right. Order your hats so you can get handled, too.
Because I ordered a flag, and the flags are taking a little while to manufacture, mm-hmm. So those of you who ordered the flags, please be patient. Your orders will be fulfilled last, but hopefully it will be worth the wait. Store.freetalklive.com. Head over there. Buy some stuff. Oh. And don't forget to buy stuff at Amazon. Go to Amazon.freetalklive.com for everything else you might possibly ever need to buy in the entire world. Amazon.freetalklive.com, because if you shop there, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of anything you purchase. Once again, Amazon.freetalklive.com. So just some final thoughts on the blog of Jacqueline Mackie Paisley Passy. She's a libertarian geek girl, as she describes herself, and she apparently has come to believe that she is quite a catch. She's outlining in a very extended blog post that we just finished reading a few moments ago, outlining her various attributes, her qualities.
Of which they are many.
And the things that she is looking for in a man, even though she is quick to point out that she's not actually accepting applications for potential suitors right now. This woman has had her ego exploded by the apparently large amount of desperate libertarian men that there are out there. All she had to do, before she started this blog, she was just another chick. Right?
Right.
And then she started this blog. Word got out that there's actually a libertarian female who's posting on the internet. Then apparently the blog, I guess, got popular as a result of that. And now there's a bunch of obsessive guys drooling all over this person. But is Jacqueline Mackie Paisley Passy, is she really a catch? Or is she just a hassle? She's just a handful of a girl who's full of herself. I mean, do you want to deal with this attitude? Do you want to deal with a relationship with somebody like this?
That would be up to the guy to make a decision.
Is she really that worth it?
She doesn't seem like it to me.
Doesn't seem like it to me either. But maybe we're wrong about this. Maybe we're missing something here. And if you want to fill me in, 1-800-259-9231. Otherwise, we got to go to the phones, to the fun. You take control of the airwaves. Let's talk to Mark in Nevada. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Mark.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good. What's on your mind, sir?
Yeah, well, you know, I'd never even heard of her. And, you know, I've called myself a libertarian, more of a Rothbardian. I think that's, I think, probably the more appropriate term. But after listening to you guys, I went to her blog, and I tell you, I didn't find her to be all that appealing. In fact, I can't even really figure out what's all that libertarian about her. I think that maybe she fits in well with this neo-libertarian movement, but that, you know, that's why I'm going to stop using the word libertarian to describe myself. I notice there's a lot of people who really don't even understand what libertarianism is, but they have some special interest cause, you know, abortion or, you know, smoking marijuana or whatever, and I'm not saying that marijuana should be illegal or anything, but, yeah, they conflate libertarianism with specific acts, you know, rather than really understanding the rights of man
in abstract. When you say she is not a libertarian or a neo-libertarian, as you put it, you mean that she doesn't understand the libertarian principle, or what evidence do you have to back
that? Yeah, I just go to her website, you don't see much for this, but, you know, I think a quintessential example of the direction that the so-called mainstream libertarian movement has gone in over the last few decades, trying to become more popular and, you know, appeal to the center. I don't know if you guys noticed this, but yeah, I kind of had a chuckle. It was pretty sad. I went to before the elections. By the way, I'm proud to say I did not vote. Okay, but I went to the Libertarian Party's website, and on their front page, they had a list of candidates. And, of mm-hmm. course, they were going by what they call this candidate tracker score, and that's how the higher the score, the higher up on the page they'd be. And
right, they were ranking the candidates based on a variety of factors as far as who's got the biggest budget, who's getting the most press attention, that sort of thing.
Yeah, so-called electability. And right. There's this one lady I just thought, oh, check out some of these. And one lady, I think they even scored her higher than Michael Benarek, and I click on her profile right on the Libertarian Party's website. Now, let me read. This is from her biography. Her name is Sarah Chambers, S-A-R-A, last name
short,
Chambers.
Right?
Yeah, and okay. She's running in Alaska.
Was.
Yeah, very short.
Right.
This is from her biography. Quote, Sarah, this is right on the Libertarian Party's website. Quote, Sarah Chambers and her family own a home in the heart of the Mendenhall Valley. A manager of nonprofit organizations, which is a euphemism for, you know, government funded. She started her company, Chambers Management, in 2003 after working as a specialist at the Alaska Department of Education and Early Development. Sarah is a former high school English teacher and holds a Bachelor of Arts from Middle Tennessee State University.
She's a bureaucrat.
Then in the next paragraph, over 100 Juno family subscribed to the parenting listserv Sarah founded, which is now growing into a website, JunoParents.com. Her husband, Mike, works for the Alaska Department of Transportation and Public Facilities.
Two bureaucrats.
And I'm like, wow, you know, this is the libertarian. I'm like, oh, well, I'll check out her website. And I go to her website, SarahChambers.com, and nowhere, and this is a libertarian candidate now, and she made it on the front page, you know, pursuant to mm-hmm. the candidate tracker system. Nowhere on SarahChambers.com will you find the word libertarian. Nowhere does
really?
She say she's endorsed by the Libertarian Party, yet she does give some of her endorsements. Sarah's endorsed by International Association of Firefighters, number 4303.
Mm,
International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, number 1547. Leaders of AFL-CIO, Operating Engineers,
yikes.
Number... Yeah,
the union.
Yes, 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 this is all union. Southeast Alaska Building Industry Association and Labor's Local number 942. And, yeah, this is the new fate. And, you know, as the Libertarian Party continues to morph into to a more of a statist organization, it will draw more statists into the party, and you end up with more people like Jacqueline Passy,
yeah.
who really are clueless when it comes to really understanding libertarianism. Quite frankly, I don't think, looking at her blog, she could sit there and tell you about Ludwig von Mises and how inflation causes business cycles or anything
like that. Now, wait a minute. I don't think you have to be a
In all fairness, I don't think I could have done that before I started this show, but I would have been considered a libertarian by anybody's...
Yeah, I don't think you have to know, deep, deep economic stuff to understand libertarian principle and apply it. But what I find interesting is that you're pointing out this Sarah Chambers, who I hadn't noticed at all up until you brought her up. And according to the results on the LP's results page, she was the one winner, wasn't she? Wasn't she like one of the few winners of the election? So maybe they sort of included her after the fact, or I don't know what the deal is with her.
Yeah, she won her race, but of course, I mean, libertarianism doesn't seem to be very big on
not at all. That's pretty sad. That's pretty pathetic that the Libertarian Party would put her on their website as a libertarian when she doesn't even acknowledge their existence on hers.
Yeah, the only sort of libertarian-esque statement I found on her webpage was she would look into exploring cutting taxes or something like that.
She's going to explore it. Going to begin to start looking into exploring the idea of starting. Thanks for the call.
Yeah,
we appreciate hearing from you, man. 800-259-9231. I share his concerns. His concern that the Libertarian Party is becoming way too watered down. And this is a constant battle that goes on within the libertarian movement. This battle from the between the libertarian purists and the pragmatists. Those who say that we need to bring the Libertarian Party more towards the Republicans and Democrats. We need to be more like the bigger parties so we can get more of their voters. And then there's people like me that say, no, there's a good chunk of Americans out there that don't like the major parties, that don't vote at all. We need to be advertising towards those people with a really principled pro-freedom message that's going to be radically different from anything else that anybody has ever heard in the entire time they've been paying attention to politics, if at all.
Well, I don't think you're going to see much luck either way for the Libertarian Party in 49 of the states. I just don't.
Yeah.
I don't see what the Libertarian Party is going to do to get themselves elected in 49 of the 50 states.
Well, think about it from the perspective of, okay, you've got a Republican and a Democrat in a race, and they're both echoing the Republican and Democrat talking points, and then you've got a neo-libertarian, as Mark put it, that's just sort of spewing out points that are somewhat different from the Republicans and Democrats, but aren't really radically different. Who's going to want to pay attention to him? He's not saying anything special, anything unique, anything worth reporting on. Hour number three is on the way. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231.
DVD, books, music, instrument, periodicals, computer, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
According to